You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Yeah, they played Harry Potter, the theme, when they came to our class, and they played Indiana Jones theme. And I remember they liked this person called Mozart.
David Chernak's Apollo Music Project sets up a dialogue between playing professionals and children in the classroom in primary schools aged between 8 and 10 years old. He teaches the kids to listen actively by engaging them totally and often with startling results.
There was one example where we were playing a particularly beautiful slow movement of Haydn's, and normally people think playing a slow movement in its entirety to a class of 8-year-olds is not a good idea and you'll lose them halfway through. There's absolute silence, and at the end one boy said that nearly made him cry, and that's the sort of thing that's completely unexpected and quite magical. We set up a situation where the children know that we're going to ask them an awful lot of questions and they better be ready. So they have to pay attention, they have to second guess us in a way. Sometimes we just play and then we want to see what they've noticed.
I went along to Columbia Primary School in Shoreditch to talk to Mary Igo, the head teacher there. Columbia pupils have benefited from frequent visits by Apollo for more than 5 years now, thanks to some help from the Guild of Plumbers.
Well, I think the most important thing is exposure to real live music in their classroom. Of course, they listen to music that they make themselves, and they listen to CDs and other things like that. But the opportunity to see and hear the musicians is something that they don't often get. Well, the children do get to know the musicians, and the musicians are very skilled at explaining their instrument and explaining how the music works, you know, repeating phrases for them and asking them to look out for little refrains and really engaging them in the piece. They often choose pieces that have a story. The opportunity to ask questions and hold, some of them say to me, I held a violin, and they would never have done that before, some of them, so it's a really great opportunity.
For us, classical music is something that anyone can understand and everyone should have access to. And when they see musicians carrying cellos and violins across the playground and they come and offer to help, that's part of the whole process. The other day we did an experiment where the children closed their eyes and we tried to see whether they could tell the difference between the sound of a clarinet and a violin. And of course they all could, because they do sound quite different. But they were playing the same notes. So this, to start with, I think the kids would find that difficult. But learning to listen and learning to distinguish means that they can follow the music so much better.
Apollo starts then by playing in a whole school assembly, then visits the classrooms, mostly with a string quartet, but also with brass ensemble and also a clarinet, before inviting the schools to hear first a chamber orchestra and then a symphony orchestra concert at the Hackney Empire in East London.
This was this particular concert, we played the overture to Hansel and Gretel, Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, the Brahms Hungarian Dance. So these are serious pieces of music, and some of them are quite long, and the children are absolutely entranced by it. And there was really no talking and no rustling of sweets, and they just wanted to listen.
When I was sitting, I was like, oh, this is so nice.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.